The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The Ramsey Steamship Company, with its fleet of Benn boats, has its rightful place in Manx maritime history. It was founded 106 years ago, in 1913. Like other shipping companies, it has had its ship losses. One occurred during the First World War, and the next in the Second World War. In both cases, no crewmen were lost. But the loss of the Benn Sayre 80 years ago was different. This time, the whole crew of six men were lost, and to this day, nobody knows what happened to her. Her disappearance is one of the many mysteries of the Irish Sea, as well as one of its many tragedies. The 265-ton Benn Sayre left Ramsey on October 2, 1938, bound for Cardiff with a cargo of oats, and then vanished. What is known about her fate is told in Adrian Corkill's Dictionary of Shipwrecks off the Isle of Man. It seems she left Ramsey when a severe southwesterly gale blew up, and at first she was presumed to have sunk in this. Then came a report that she had been seen sheltering from the weather in Irish waters, at Rosslare in County Wexford. But as nothing more was heard, Coast Guard stations throughout the Irish Sea were put on lookout for her, as was other shipping, and doubts about her fate ended when the body of the mate James Bradford of Church Street, Ramsey, was washed ashore near Heysham, 8 days after she had left Ramsey. It had to be presumed that the rest of her crew had also been drowned. They were the master, Captain A.W. Crebin of Port Erin, William Morrison, her engineer of Douglas, able seaman David Lace of Ramsey, able seaman Jerry Thomas of Ramsey, and able seaman Cecil Barber of Liverpool, the only non-Manxman on board. Now the question arose of what happened to the Benn Sayre. And to this there was no answer, although there were plenty of theories, none of which stood up to hard scrutiny. But in the absence of any other bodies and no other reported sightings of the Benn Sayre, it had to be admitted that there was no way of deciding where she had gone down and why. It must have been a harrowing time for the families of the missing men with no bodies to bury. The Benn Sayre, the name is Manx Gaelic for Girl of Liberty, was the unknown grave of 5 seafaring men. There was just one more echo of her disappearance, and this had an eerie quality about it. In March 1939, 5 months afterwards, a bottle was washed up on the coast of Cumbria. In it was a handwritten message saying, "Benn Sayre, foundering with 4 hatches battered in. Heavy seas. 20 miles southeast of Moghull Head." At the time, this was thought to be a misspelling of Mackled Head, and it was a possibility. Certainly she could have been there after leaving Ramsey and heading for Cardiff. But there was too much conflict with other sightings reported. Like those of her sheltering in Irish waters after leaving Ramsey. There, it now seems for us today, the mystery remains, and is unlikely to be solved in the foreseeable future. Certainly, this is the disaster record of the Ramsey Steamship Company. The loss of the Benn Rhein in 1918, the loss of the Benn Veg in 1941, both as a result of wartime conditions at sea, and then the loss of the Benn Sayre in the peaceful times of 1938. We must hope that the sea and its dangers will leave it at that. Meanwhile, the Benn Sayre is down there, rotting away on the seabed somewhere.